Our guest at the cafe this morning is Harold Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, the one, I think this is probably the biggest movie of the summer everybody's pointed to, and finally here, Toy Story 4. And if there is such a thing as a sure thing, I think this has got to be it.
Yes, I totally agree. And it might be the biggest of the year. Because it's got a built-in audience from the success of the others, and this one is just as good, if not better, than the other three. So, yes.
I skip ahead to the thing I usually do near the end of our talk about a movie, but one of the reviews kind of ties in with what you just said. Every bit as lovable as the first three films. It's a mixture of rambunctiousness or rambunctious fun and sentimental schmaltz is utterly irresistible.
That's Frank Swiatek, one of my cohorts. I see movies with him all the time.
Is that right?
Yes, he's a professor at the University of Dallas.
Well, I'll be darned.
But a heck of a reviewer. Well, and he has got that exactly right, because others try to get this little mix, but they don't manage it. But Pixar, this was what made Pixar, and now they've continued on, and on its ratings for, you know, it went down. It was 100%, but now it's only 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
So it's, yes, everybody's agreed.
One thing that's surprising to me about this is only surprising because these days it's so unusual. This movie, Toy Story 4, is actually rated G.
Oh, such a relief. I don't know whatever happened to G ratings, but I can't remember one lately. All the animated are PG.
Right. Even the children's films are rated PG.
There's so much violence in those. That's why. But this has adventure, but you can't really call it violence. It's more of, racing around, but that kind of thing. But
Can you remember the last big G rated movie?
Probably Toy Story 3.
Might have been. How many years ago was that now?
2010 maybe, or 15, 10. It's a long time.
Been a while.
The first one was 1995.
That I well remember because our daughter was about two at that time. So that was very much part of our growing up experience with her. And so it's Tom Hanks and Tim Allen back together.
They're
again.
Back. And many of the other original toys and some new ones. And one of the things that's fun about the old ones, it's Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head, and Don Rickles passed away a long time ago. So they took recordings of various things he had done and put him into the movie.
Amazing.
Yes.
What you can do digitally. I saw the promo preview or trailer, they call them, and I hear John Ratzenberger's voice.
Yes, he's the piggy bank. He's Ham.
Okay.
And he's back.
And Joan Cusack is in this, who I think is always very funny.
She's been in, I think from the second one on, she's Jessie the cowgirl. And she plays a major part in this one. And it's a little different because they go on the road. This is an RV trip that the new toy owner, who it had been Andy before, and now it's Bonnie. And Bonnie takes her toys with her as her parents they're on an RV vacation. And she's got a new toy, which makes his debut. He's Forky, and he's voiced by Tony Hale. And very simple little thing, but he pretty well steals the movie. He's very, very funny.
And we're talking with Alice Reese. Alice is the movie critic for the Herald Banner. And the next movie we're going to talk about is Late Night. And this has been out for a couple of weeks. But
just
doing
one
very,
week.
1 week, okay. But doing very well.
It is, and it should.
Emma Thompson is in this and plays a late night talk show host who's starting to lose her steam a little bit, and they're trying to get their mojo back.
Yes, her ratings are down, and that's what the big network people care about more than anything. And they say it's tired and old-fashioned, and they have to go so far as to hire a lady writer. And that's mainly just for appearances sake, but it turns out that this Mindy Kaling, who plays the writer, she kind of saves everything or brings in some fresh air and some ideas of being relevant now. But Emma Thompson, as always, is just absolutely perfect. And she can do, she had drama this year in the one called The Children Act, in which she plays a judge. And that's very heavy and great material. Then she's one of the bosses in Men in Black International that just came out. She can do
it. And Mindy Kaling, well known from The Office. And then she had her own show called The Mindy Project on television a while back. So she's well known in her own right.
She's great.
Well established.
And her comedy is just right on. She wrote this, by the way, too.
Oh, really? This is kind of, I take it, kind of a comedy spoof of women's issues and the whole subject of diversity.
Yes, and Emma's, she's British, even though it's an American show. She's a haughty and British and doesn't want to change. And you have to see what she has to go through. But it's a great movie. I enjoyed it.
Both of these movies, Toy Story 4 and Late Night, are on in Greenville. Not sure about Sulphur Springs. I'm sure basically Toy Story 4 is going to be, if there's a movie theater, it's going to be
there. They're going to want it if they can.
But they're both available, at least in Greenville. We've got just a moment left. I'm really looking forward to Yesterday coming out next week, the Beatles movie about the Beatles music.
Yes, I've been looking forward to this for way longer than that, but it does look like a charmer for sure.
Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Alice Reese, Harold Banner, movie critic. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.